to experience.
I've been asked by a lot of people about my journey of how I got here, how I do what I do, which is blogging and photography. And I don't think I've ever really written about it as a blog post, because it's exhausting sometimes to talk about my journey as such, and I don't even know what happened. I just got here suddenly and I don't know what I'm doing even now. So I will give you a brief of what happened and how it happened, etc. So I'll start with my education background, which is that I did my BCom. I have no idea why I did my BCom. It was I didn't have the aptitude or the patience for science, and art was considered unemployable. Yes, I'm old. And commerce was, commerce, right? Business, make money, that kind of stuff. So that was the dumb reason why I thought I should do it. And I did BCom for 3 years, and I was quite regular with classes, at least for the first 2 years. But I was mostly staying at home, out and about, and I was studying. I mean, I was always an average student. Average, like 70, 75, was like, oh, nena, pass away, like fail away. So, I don't think my parents had any huge expectations from me. After BCom, I was also in the process of doing an NIIT course. I don't know if NIIT exists anymore and if the same courses are there or if they have more courses, etc. That course was supposed to last 2 years, and I ended up doing that course for 4 years. And I think they just extended it forever and ever because they just wanted more money. And I used to code. I used to code C++ and stuff like that. And I think I used to have a lot of fun. I would stay up all night and I would try to do that. I think that was before my BCom, like right after 12th. The first time we had a computer at home was in 1997, which is when I would have been 17 years old. So I got introduced to computers way back in school. We used to have maybe 10 machines between 40 students, and it was just a basic DOS machine. So I don't remember what we used to do with it, but we had a computer lab, and it was air-conditioned, probably the only air-conditioned place in the entire school apart from the principal's office. So I was interested in computers, and my BCom, unfortunately, I don't remember, did they have computers? I don't think they had computers, but I had one at home, and I used to tinker around with it, and I used to code a lot. I would spend the entire night trying to code and see how it worked and stuff like that. And so I was interested in that, and NIIT was kind of fun, programming languages, etc. And after that, after BCom, I think pretty much all my cousins or people around me, everyone was like, oh, MBA karna hai. Maine kaha chalo hum MBA kar lenge, because I didn't know what else to do. So after BCom, I applied for all the CAT exams, and I flunked all of them. And I had a whole year where I was like, what am I going to do sitting at home? So I decided to do MCom, which was totally useless, and it added nothing. And I basically never ever went to class, because what they were teaching was like nothing. The books were shit. The professors were, I don't know what they were doing. Like, the professors barely ever turned up. And in retrospect, I feel that I should have probably taken up a part-time job or something. I might have learned how it works in the real world. And so I did MCom for a year, and then next year again I gave my CAT exams, and of course I didn't make it to any of the top institutes, but I made it into one of the symbiosis institutes called SCMHRD, and the subjects I took were IT and marketing. So IT systems and marketing was what I did at B school. It was weird because the IT class had only 5 students. I was the only girl. So we did more time pass than anything else when we were studying IT. So the first year is always generic, right? They teach you about everything. I think I enjoyed marketing quite a lot. There was a Philip Kotler book on marketing, which I don't have anymore, which is really pathetic, because I used to love that book. And I really enjoyed marketing. In retrospect, I remember that that was one class that I really looked forward to. At that time, I thought B-school was a waste, but I think I did learn quite a lot. I mean, at the very least, I understand what people mean when they say marketing. I know what a brand is and things like that. So I think that was a bit of an advantage. My first job was the campus placement. It was a small boutique consulting firm based out of Bombay. And I had studied in Pune. SAMHRD used to be in Pune. And so I packed off and went to Bombay in 2001 to work at that firm as a management trainee, management consultant, innovation consultant kind of thing. My job basically entailed sitting at a desk and doing research. So I used to get online and read about, you know, what was happening in the US on the creativity front, things that my, of course, my seniors, my bosses, they used to do stuff like, it was called business process re-engineering. And, you know, how you go onto the manufacturing floor, basically, to figure out how the processes can be, you know, maybe simplified, or they can cut down costs, they can make them, you know, happen faster, increase profits, reduce costs. That was the basic goal. That's when in, I think, 2003 is when I started my job. 2001 to 2003 is when I did my B-School. And in 2003, I started my job in Bombay. I used to barely make any money. I mean, I used to, my salary was 20,000 rupees. I used to get 19,000 in hand after, you know, the tax was deducted. And I used to finish that by the 19th of the month, I think, because, you know, whenever it rained, I wanted to travel in a cab. And living in Bombay anyways was quite expensive. Still, obviously now it's way more expensive. So I did that gig and it was interesting because that gig basically allowed me to interact with a lot of people internationally who were working in the same field. So 2003 is actually when I started my blog. I had dreams of running my own company one day. So I came up with this name called Aside Consulting. And the first blog was on asideconsulting.blogspot.com. It was free. And I used to basically collect journals and papers about the subject of innovation and creativity. And I would say, oh, you know, I found this new paper. Maybe you guys should check it out. And people in the same field in the US and other countries, you know, would come and look at it. And they're like, oh, you know, we found this and you should check this out. And then I would blog about that. And my blog entries were like usually quite small. They weren't detailed. They were about maximum about 100 words with a lot of links and a lot of stuff that I'd found online and stuff like that. So that is how my blogging kind of started. Around the same time, LinkedIn had launched, so I made my, you know, professional profile and I wrote that I had done NIIT, so I knew HTML. And so I got a couple of inquiries, clients in the US who said that, hey, you know, can you make our website? And people were ready to pay me $400, which in those, that was like a whole month's salary for about 3-4 days of work. And that blew my mind and I was like, and I'm getting paid in dollars. So that was I was like, whoa, so I can probably sustain myself on my own. And I worked for a year. I had an amazing boss, thank God. I don't know how I would have survived otherwise. But it wasn't a very fulfilling job in the sense that I didn't really know what I was doing. There was a lot of time that I spent sitting in a chair at a desk, just doing research online, staring into a computer screen. And I would fall asleep after lunch and my second-in-command boss would be like, Naina, you're not supposed to sleep, Naina. And I'd be like, but it is so sleepy. I did that a few times and they were like, that's not allowed. Okay. But it was just boring work and not every day was interesting. I used to use a lot of 3M post-its and stick them on the walls and try to create all these creativity modules. You know, how we could work on, creating quicker processes and stuff like that. And now in retrospect, I think it sounds, I'm kind of romanticizing it. It was a lot of fun, but I don't think it was. And I barely made it through the first year. And by the end of the year, I was ready to quit. I did tell my boss that, you know, why don't you take me with you on the, you know, actual factory floor? Because this computer thing sitting and enough research I've done, can we now please go and see what it's like? He reluctantly agreed, and one of my first meetings I remember was with the general manager of this large, well-known manufacturing brand. And we entered the GM's office. Bala, my boss, was on my right, and I walked in with him. And the first thing that came out of the GM's mouth was, oh, Bala, who is this pretty young thing? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what just happened? And Bala looked at me and he's like, breathe, breathe. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, like, So yeah, I mean, going on a factory floor, I guess, wasn't such a good idea in those days. And but in any case, I was interested in figuring it out and seeing what it would be on ground. So my boss did put me on a project in Pune. I worked on a factory floor for about a month, two maybe. I honestly don't remember. But that was fun, actually seeing the results of trying to, you know, tweak their process and seeing how they were able to maybe, you know, get more profit, produce more, things like that. So that was, I think, probably the most interesting part of that job. But I was never really, I don't think I was happy with it. I was just doing it because ab MBA kar raha hai, job mila hai, to jo paise parents ne spend kare MBA mein, wo kuch to wapis nikalne padenge types. Not that I was sending any money back to my parents. I mean, I barely being able to sustain myself. One day, one of my friends, we were, you know, we had, it was an office party. We were like totally wasted. And he was like, so, are you happy with what you're doing in life? That one question, I think, has led to damnation. And after that, I was like, oh my God, no, I hate what I'm doing. And I need to change this because I don't want to live like this. I don't want the rest of my life to be like this. And that was actually the turning point. I quit my job. I told my boss that I'm going to quit. And he said, kar lo, lekin at least make sure that you have something else to go into before you quit. But I was like, no, I can't come to office for another day. And I didn't even serve a notice period. I took a cut off salary for a month. And I was like, I'm done. And I started, or I kind of already was on the side doing, getting small gigs for graphic design, for, you know, designing websites. And those days, websites were basically one pagers, maybe a five pager static website. So it was just HTML. Like, they didn't even have CSS in those days. And once CSS came in, of course, I learned how to do that as well. So I basically bought a domain, which was aside.in. And I started blogging my graphic designs on that. I would, if anything, if I sketched something, if I created an icon, if I created like a 3D kind of looking thing and stuff, I would blog like everything. Eventually, I started getting branding assignments, also logo design assignments. And my first client was this guy from Europe. He paid me 400 euros to design a logo, and the brand doesn't exist anymore. It was a small firm. And they changed businesses. I mean, they still do what they do, but that particular brand doesn't exist anymore. And I realized that, wow, you know, I can actually do this, and I enjoyed it immensely, you know, how, what the brand brief was, what did I come up with, what were the sketches we did, what was the final product, and things like that. So I started blogging case studies on my branding blog. So from the innovation blog, it became like a branding blog. And I did that for about, 6 to 8 years, maybe. I did that. I freelanced. I did do jobs in the middle because I felt like I should get a job. Money was really tight. And I was the creative head at the design studio at this firm called Comarch Lithographers. So they are basically a printing firm that has been around for a long time. And they wanted to set up a design department. Till then, they only had a couple of designers. So they had me as a creative head to kind of hire the team and set up the team, etc. I did that for about 6 months, after which I wasn't happy with how things were going, and I quit that also. I think I sustained because there were a lot of clients that I had in the US and in Europe who would send me work, and it was mostly websites. And then I started doing logos, which was a lot of fun. I started doing brand names as well. And that was still about, I think, 2009 is when I got my first DSLR. Oh, but wait, before that, in 2006 is when I actually photographed something professionally for a client. This was part one of my journey, and I am going to have to talk about it in another part. Hopefully, there will be just another part. And if you have any questions till now, if you want to know anything in this phase of my life till about 2006, then hit me up and I'll be more than happy to answer questions. Thanks for listening. Bye.